Welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. It's Wednesday, March 7th, and first thing on the show today, the Chattanooga Theater Center is mounting a new production of Tennessee Williams' play, The Glass Menagerie. Directed by Todd Olson, the new executive director of the Chattanooga Theater Center, it was the playwright's first big success in New York in the period immediately following the Second World War. WTC's Richard Winham spoke with Todd Olson and Rob Inman, who plays the lead role of Tom Wingfield.
I feel like it's a real special occasion when you get to work in his words. I've only worked on two before. I've worked on a streetcar as an actor, and then I directed Suddenly last summer once, some years ago. This was one of my bucket list things, I think.
This is Todd Olson. He took over as executive director of the Chattanooga Theater Center last year, but this is the first time he's directed a production. His approach to the play is a little different from the majority of productions in that he's cast two actors in the lead role of Tom.
Our production is a story about a guy who tells a story in memory, and he draws us into his memories of a time in 1937 when he lived at home with his mother and his sister. He was 21 years old. His sister was a few years older. It was a very hard time. It was the period between the wars. There was a lot of pent-up frustration, and at 21, he was having to be the breadwinner of the house. The father, 16 years previous, had abandoned the family. Rob plays this character of Tom many years later, and he's telling the story. In most productions, I think you'd see one actor play the role of Tom in 1937 and then Tom later, and he just walks effortlessly, you know, in and out of the past and in the present. We've sort of split that up. So you have this kind of ghostly character who's walking around his own memory, and he can show up anywhere on stage and watch himself. And because it's through the filter of this man years later, he's also picked and chosen what is in his memory. So the set is not fully realized. Tennessee Williams says don't use props. So we don't use props. And the set is not decorated fully. It's decorated very sparsely. All the furniture is white. It's as if you've bleached all the details out of his memory, and his story is really boiled down to the essence of what he remembered, which is the heartbreak of his sister and her situation, and the poverty of the mother and their situation, and how he eventually got the heck out of there, leaving them behind, and now he has to deal with that guilt. That's really what the story's about.
So how do you prepare for something like this, Rob?
I've been preparing this for a long time.
This is Rob Inman, a veteran player at the Chattanooga Theater Center. He first played the role of Tom 30 years ago.
We've divided it this way, but traditionally it's one actor, which is the way I did it 30 years ago.
So you're sort of the Greek chorus and the player.
Yeah, that's Greek chorus. I guess that's one way. A ghost looking back on his past.
Somebody telling us what's going on.
Like the stage manager in our town, who just sort of leads the audience through the story and helps them, you know, create the linkages to this scene, and now we're going to see this scene, and now this is what's going to happen.
A bit of a challenge, I would think, to do that, both.
It is. You are not necessarily looking at the age difference like we are here, but you are looking at the memory aspect of it. That's what we're keyed on with this show. I am the memory, and they are portraying my memory of growing up in these circles.
Gotcha. So that's what you mean by a ghost. It's a sort of it's an ethereal character.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, just float around and go wherever you like, right?
It's classic American theater, and I don't tire of watching them. I've several dozen times in the rehearsal, I've watched them go through these same lines and same speeches, but it's gorgeous, and it's beautiful to watch, and then I get to recite those monologues all over again as well. So for me, it's a thrill. For an actor, it would be a thrill.
But at the same time, a difficult character to play, I would think, emotionally.
It depends on how much in touch you are with the guilt, I suppose. And I can find plenty of resources to call on that. That's what you do. That's
it's your job.
Yeah, exactly. That's my job as an actor. Yeah.
So you believe in the method? Do you find something of yourself in the character?
I believe in tools. And certainly your own experiences are those tools. I have two sisters that I don't keep in touch with nearly enough. And there's a certain amount of guilt there. I can certainly call on that. I certainly didn't go through growing up in a bad situation like Tennessee Williams did, but there's plenty to recall and to call on as an actor. And that's what you do. Those are the things you use.
That's kind of hard on you, isn't it?
It seems to be second nature as an actor. It would be easy to forget it and put it behind. But as an actor, you use it, and it becomes valuable.
So kind of therapeutic, I guess.
Therapeutic, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons why this play has lasted so long is I think if you ever had a parent that you struggled to satisfy or live up to their expectations, you see something in this story. If you ever were one of a couple siblings and the other sibling was really struggling to thrive and to take off, and it was much easier for you, or vice versa, you know, you see something of yourself in this play. If you ever struggled about where is my path, how do I move on, what should I do, well, this Tom character finds his path in this story and eventually leaves. If you've ever worked in an occupation where you knew you were underemployed, but you could do nothing about it and you didn't make very much money, if you've ever had the light bill, the lights go off on you because you forgot to pay the bill, I mean, it's all throughout here, and it's easy to enter into this world in St. Louis in 1937.
Tennessee Williams wrote The Glass Menagerie after the Second World War. And while it's set in pre-war St. Louis, lines like this one suggest he was writing about the present as much as he was about the past.
The huge middle class of America having their fingers pressed down on the fiery Braille alphabet of a dissolving economy. Wonderful speech.
So he was a new voice. And, you know, then Arthur Miller and, you know, a lot of other writers came immediately following that.
I better also add that there's a lot of humor in the
sure.
We're talking about a lot of dire things here, but there's actually the character of Amanda is a wonderful character and does have humorous moments, mm-hmm. as does Tom.
It's not a tragedy.
That's an interesting line, though. The whole thing about the Braille. Mm-hmm. What do you take from that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? It's obvious what he meant, but how does the metaphor work exactly? I'm having difficulty with that.
I think what Todd just said that we didn't really know what was coming.
Like a blind man, we're trying to decipher text.
Exactly. 1941, everything changed.
Right.
Up to that point, we were watching, astonished at what was happening in Europe, and did nothing. Should we be doing something? Should we? It was just one big question mark.
So Tennessee Williams has something to say to all of us, in as much as he's wrestling with all the big questions, isn't he? How much of responsibility do you have to your family? How much mm-hmm. responsibility do you have to yourself? How do you realize your goals while at the same time being true to that sense of responsibility mm-hmm. that you have? That's what's driving him crazy, right?
Well, and what do you do with the sins of the father? And it turns out you can't escape it, and you follow it. Yeah.
Why is it that you... I'd like to ask both of you, you Todd as a producer mm-hmm. and you Rob as an actor, why do you choose to do what you do?
As a profession?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, because that kind of sidesteps it, because I don't think you got into this because it's a profession. I think you got into this because it's who you are, right? That you found yourself.
Yeah, and this is the only thing I ever wanted to do.
Right, that's what you said the last time you were here.
Yeah. Did I?
Something similar, sorry, yeah.
I mean, telling stories for an audience that I think is going to resonate with an audience. I mean, that art is really exciting to me. I think I started as a stage artist, as an actor, and then a director, and then later a writer. And you know, there's nothing better than this.
What's the spark? What is the juice for you?
Well, in this case, it's taking this work that is, 70 years old now, and giving it life again. So we're honoring a great American writer. We're resurrecting it anew. We think we've made a handful of choices in this that have made it our work. So we treat it as an original work as well, as if he's in the room with us. And I like to sit in the audience and watch the audience. You know, I've seen them. I like watching them because a lot of them, they're seeing it for the first time. But you have to answer that question.
Well, I think we kind of talked about it in that I like finding characters and identifying with them and applying my own experiences to them.
And when did you start doing that, Rob?
Oh, I started in high school, way back when. And I've been doing it all my adult life. I had kids, and there was a period there when I wasn't doing anything. But I'm an amateur. I step into these things because I love to do it. Mm. And I think I'm privileged to be able to do that sort of thing. I don't have to rely on my next meal with what my next job is going to be. So for right now, I'm doing the chance to do, I can't tell you what an opportunity this is to do the monologues of Tom Wingfield again 30 years on as an even older and more experienced adult. And it's those moments that I really love as far as acting is concerned. And once you're bit, I think you're always going to be wanting to do something else.
So my guess is that the first time you played him, he was mid-30s?
Let's see. That's right. That's right.
But you started as a teenager.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It goes from, wow.
It goes
is this
back
how these
and
people
forth.
Think to having more of a kind of, it becomes more parallel where you've been there, you've had similar experiences.
Well, it goes back and forth because my first real contest work in high school was doing Death of a Salesman, scenes from Death of a Salesman. I did Willie and Biff.
You played Willie?
I played Willie and Biff back and forth for a scene and took it to contest work and it was a wonderful, satisfying experience and that carried me further into pursuing acting. But I certainly, at the time, identified with Biff and his battles with his father. Mm. And then you go on and you do musicals or silly plays. I did Spamalot a couple years ago. Well, you're not going to do the homework on Spamalot that you are for a play like this. Mm-hmm. So it goes back and forth. And the experiences are all different. And that's another reason to do it.
The Chattanooga Theatre Center's production of Tennessee Williams' The Glass Menagerie opens this Friday, March 9th, and continues through Sunday, March 25th. Details are on their website, theatrecenter.com, or you can reach them by phone, 423-267-8534. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.